Finish it, finish it.
A remote practice requires concentration and teamwork.
Esports is just as competitive and just as exhausting as any other sport. You're using your brain, you're communicating, you're having strategic plans, and it's the same format as like baseball and stuff.
And it's challenging like chess, says an esports player who studies mathematics. He says the skills are similar.
You can discuss like multiple ways to solve one, to get like one, the same answer. And I feel like you can do the same thing in esports.
Esports is a billion-dollar industry with professional teams and competitions that draw thousands of spectators who come to see the world's top gamers. The computer-based sport also offers professional opportunities.
Event planning, logistics, purchasing, the business side is a big side of it, accounting and finances. So we try to do an event where we try to integrate all those aspects into the whole esports event.
When not locked down at home, pro players compete for trophies and prize money. At the college level, some get involved for enjoyment.
So I was like, all right, let's just go for it. And next you know, I'm here, I'm making a lot more friends, and it's really fun just to be on a team.
This computer science student is developing job skills.
And now I help with the social media marketing. I make a lot of the promotional graphics. I help with administering a current website for the association.
Some professional athletes are turning to esports in their time in isolation. It offers virtual competition without boundaries and does the same for student players.
Essentially, we're able to compete with other people from across the world and get connected with other people that we wouldn't typically be able to meet in person, which is pretty neat if you ask me.
Professional teams are getting involved in online gaming as the line between sports and esports starts to blur, and esports comes into its own in a time of pandemic. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.